Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guest today is Nora Clamy. I'm going to say Public Relations Director, but she prefers Press Counselor. So that's what we're going to call her for the Finnish Embassy in Paris. And our subject is Inclusive Language. Hello, Nora. Welcome back to English Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much, Vivian. It's very nice to be here at English Talk Radio.
Last month, the Finnish Embassy in Paris held a round table to talk about inclusive language. Who were your guests?
Yes, we held a round table discussion at the embassy. Its title in English would be We Are All HAN, How to Promote Equality and Inclusiveness. In fact, the roundtable was part of a larger campaign on equality called HAN. This campaign was launched by the Finnish Ministry for Foreign Affairs in many different countries, including France. Here in France, there has also been other activities, such as a poster campaign in the metro in Paris and a campaign in the social media. The objective is to encourage people to think how we all can promote equality and inclusiveness in the society. So coming back to the round table, the speakers represented different angles of equality. So we had Delphine O. You maybe know her. She's mm-hmm. the Secretary General of the United Nations Generation Equality Forum. We had a specialist of inclusive education from UNESCO. We had an economist from the OECD, the co-director of the LGBT Center of Jean Jaurès Foundation, and a Finnish journalist and author. That was the panel.
You had a very impressive panel, Nora.
Yes, we are very happy about that.
So, what did you talk about?
We talked about the challenges in achieving equality, and especially we talked about the solutions to promote equality and to end discriminations. We talked both about equality between men and women and also equality related to sexual minorities. And as our specialists represented different areas, the idea was to cover policies and solutions, for example, with respect to education, to work life, and to politics. And naturally, we also talked about language.
Now, you have a special word, an all-inclusive Finnish personal pronoun, HAN, which I'm probably mispronouncing. Yes. Tell our listeners what it means.
Yes, HAN is the inclusive pronoun that has given its name to this equality campaign. So HAN is neutral in gender and in social status. So it's kind of a symbol for equality. And that's why it's a good starting point for a discussion about equality in the society.
A third person singular pronoun, that word is neutral. He and she all at once.
Yes, HAN means both he and she. So in the Finnish language, we don't have a word for he or we don't have a word for she. So these words just don't exist. And it has been like this since the beginning of the Finnish language. So it's not a new innovation. So in Finnish, mm-hmm. everybody is HAN. Everybody is HAN.
Okay, so if I say... excuse me. If I say Louis is, I say to you, Louis is doing the technique today. He is doing the technique. I would say HAN instead of he.
You would say HAN. Yes.
Okay.
Always say HAN.
Use it in a sentence, a Finnish sentence, of course.
I would like to take the example of a very famous song by a Finnish singer called mm-hmm. J. Karjalainen. He has a song called HAN. So the whole song, it's about HAN. And this Han makes the narrator laugh. It makes the narrator sing and believe and dream. And all the people who listen to the song will somehow picture Han. But for some people, Han is a woman. For some people, Han is a man or something else or in between. Yeah. So I think that is an interesting example. But in daily life, if I, for example, say to someone, Han on minun ystäväni, so that means Han is my friend. So you can't know if my friend is female or male.
Yeah. It's like the MS thing that started in the US many, many years ago, 50 years ago. And the idea of that was similar because it protected a woman's right to be known as a married woman or a single woman.
Yes, it's kind of the same thing. Yes.
No, not the same thing, but it's a similar thing.
But, similar. Yeah, it's not the same because MS, it's only for women. Yeah. But it's kind of a same idea that you don't know, and but that has not been made on purpose. I mean that this word exists in the Finnish language since forever. So
it's always been there. So you grew up with that. Your mother grew up with that. Your grandmother. Everybody knows it.
Yes. That's the only word we use.
So we are talking about equality language, Nora.
In one sense, yes, but in another, no. So first, yes, as we just talked. So when you say Han, you don't express whether you talk about a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. So you kind of reduce the space for stereotypes related to men and women because you just say Han and the other person can't know if you are talking about a man or a woman. And also, you don't divide people into two categories, men and women. So it's easier for those who identify themselves as neither men nor women or both. So it's easier when everybody is Han.
Right.
But secondly, I would say no. Finnish is not a language without any references to gender. We also have words that identify clearly whether we talk about men or women. So we have, for example, a lot of words related to professions, like fireman. In Finnish, we say palomies, so it's fireman. So these kind of differences in the language also exist in the Finnish language. So that's why I kind of stress that Han has been taken as a symbol to encourage this debate around equality. So it's not the solution.
You are listening to 90.8 FM Radio Campus Grenoble. You also mentioned in your information loan words, words from other languages which fit well into the Finnish language.
Yes. This poster campaign I mentioned that we have in the Parisian metro stations at the moment, we have this campaign in different languages, and in English, French, German, Swedish, and Spanish. And the posters play with humor with these long words. So we mention a couple of words that the Finnish language has got from the other languages, and then we kind of offer one word in return, and this word is Han. So if you like, I can tell you some examples of Finnish words of English origin. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, flirt, to flirt in Finnish has become flirtailla, and gang has become jengi. Budget has become budjetti, and makeup has become meikki. So there are these kinds of words that are of English origin.
But they're similar. They're similar. Yes. They're not the same, but yes, they're similar.
Yes, they are similar.
Yeah. Define the Finnish language. Big question. Where did it come from? What are the roots of your language?
Yes, the Finnish language is one of the few languages in Europe that do not belong to the Indo-European languages. So this means that Finnish is part of a totally different language family called Uralic languages. So all the other languages around us, such as Swedish, German, English, Russian, like our neighboring countries, in those countries, the languages are Indo-European. But Finland, like Finnish, and for example, Estonian, and also Hungarian, are part of these Uralic languages. And there are also some smaller and bigger languages in Russia, in different regions that belong to the same family, language family. So we use the same alphabet as English, plus a couple of extra vowels. But grammatically, Finnish is very different from Indo-European languages.
Why is it so hard to learn Finnish for foreigners?
Oh, you have heard that. Have you tried?
Many times.
Have you tried Finnish? Yeah. Okay. I think the difficulties come both from the pronunciation and the grammar. Concerning pronunciation, the difficulty is, for example, related to double vowels and double consonants. For example, when you say tuli with a short u, it means fire. But when you say tuli with a long u, it means wind. So you have a lot of small differences that can be difficult for foreigners to hear and to produce.
They have to be learned.
And yes, yes, you have to learn to listen to these differences. And in relation to grammar, the difficulty evidently comes from the fact that you have to inflect almost all the words. You have to inflect nouns, pronouns, verbs, adjectives, and even numerals. So, yes, depending on their roles in the sentence.
Wow.
So if you say, I look at three small red houses, you have to inflect three, you have to inflect small, red, and houses.
Sorry, go ahead.
So for a foreigner, as a foreigner, you have to be quite motivated to learn Finnish, let's say it that way.
I have heard that it's very difficult. But when you have a child, a small child that's learning to speak, a Finnish child in Finland, learning to speak Finnish, do you incorporate these things as you go along, or do they wait until they go to school to learn them?
No, you just learn them by talking. I mean, it's like any other language.
Yeah.
They come naturally when the child grows up.
Yeah. Inclusive language is not a new idea. It has been tried before. Why should your special word work this time?
Yes, exactly. Han is not a new idea, as it has existed in the Finnish language for hundreds of years. So this word works for Finnish, but as I said, in this campaign, we use it as a symbol. So we don't seriously think that the English language will adopt our word. But we hope that this campaign and the example of the word Han will encourage the discussion about equality. So that's how we want it to work.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's a word that should be incorporated into other languages. I think it would do very well in English. It would do very, very well in French because, you know, it's this constant back and forth of it's he or she, back and forth. So I think it would be wonderful for French learners to do that. What was the conclusion of your round table last month? Did they come to any conclusion?
The speakers presented a lot of different kinds of solutions. So I think the conclusion definitely is that we can all act in favor of equality. In some countries, we need better laws and regulations, because in the roundtable, we also had a global perspective. In a lot of countries, we need better implementation. But each and every one of us, both women and men, can promote equality at school, at our workplace, in our activities. And what was really clear was also that we need role models. And I think that Finland's young female prime minister, Sanna Marin, you have certainly heard about her, and the other female ministers in the Finnish government, I think they are, for example, very good role models for young people. And especially little children need different models of how to be a woman, how to be a man, and not the stereotypical models. So we need different kinds of models so that everyone can choose what is his or her own path and then be successful.
So you felt at the end of your roundtable that it had been a success, that there had been enough discussion, that people had come to some very satisfying conclusions? Or is it going on and on and on? It's not finished. Obviously, you're going to do it again.
Yeah, it's not finished. Yeah, it's not finished. I think our roundtable and also this whole campaign, it's one contribution to this work towards equality. And this is a theme, the promotion of equal opportunities. It's an important theme in our foreign policy. So it will continue as a kind of an overarching theme in our events also in the future, related, for example, to education and equal opportunities in education. And as you are certainly aware, Finnish education system is very well known for offering
equal
opportunities for children, and also for results, and also for the well-being of the students. So that's also a subject we wish to discuss with French and international partners.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about it is you had the variety of the speakers. So you had different opinions. I think that's very important with something like this, to have the variety so that you can, you know, pull in all sorts of interesting things and not just one idea. And you have more events planned like this, which is only going to open it up more.
Yeah, that was exactly the idea, to have people from different angles related to equality. So not only to talk about, women's rights or legislation, but to connect that to education, because it is crucial that the little children grow up in an environment where they don't meet all these stereotypes all the time. And also it's very important to talk about economy. So what's the role of women in economy, and how to improve the position of women in economy or in companies or in doing innovations and all of these questions, because they are all related.
So Nora, how do you put those two things together?
Which two things of these many things?
What? The economy and women. The women are 51% of the economy.
Yes. But exactly, especially the specialist from the OECD touched several subjects related to this. And also Madame Delphine O, who is leading this Generation Equality Forum, as one of the big themes in the Generation Equality Forum is women and innovation. So how do you promote the access of women or access of startups managed by women to their access to financing, for example?
Right.
Because it's, yes, because women can make different innovations than men. They can make similar, but they can also make different innovations. And for example, there are statistics that startups managed by men receive more financing. So these
very important.
Yeah, so kind of decision makers also have to be conscious about these decisions. And there are also a lot of statistics that more equality means better results. And if we talk in a global scale, of course, the question of the participation of women in economy is essential for many developing countries. Yes.
Well, we're there already, aren't we? We're already in it. We just have to work harder, or we have to make sure we all work together to make it better.
Yes, that's exactly the question, that we can all do things to promote this. And in our social media, we have some small video clips by all our panelists. So they all answer during 30 seconds, 1 minute, what we can all do to promote equality.
So how can our listeners find that? Do you have a website?
Yes, we are on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And you just put Ambassade de Finlande, Paris, so Embassy of Finland, you will find our accounts. Or if you go to our website, it's finlande.fi, so Finland in French, .fi. There you also have the feed from our social media channels. So you will find all these video clips about how every one of us can promote a bias-free world.
Wonderful. Communication is the essence of life for us humans. So the question is, does language really matter?
I think language matters. It's our means to communicate our thoughts and our emotions. And the way we use language tells a lot about us and about our vision of the society and about the world. And for example, if you move to a foreign country, it's only when you learn the language that you can really
participate,
get to know the people, can get kind of inside the local society. I really think that language matters.
I do too. That's why I asked the question. You are obviously trilingual or more. When you get home at night, you shut the door. Do you start speaking Finnish, or have you had enough of that in your work?
So you mean if I'm finished with the Finnish? That's what you mean? No, never. I think Finnish, it's a very beautiful and mysterious language. So it's always a pleasure to speak it.
So your reflections after the work of last month, have you come to any linguistic conclusions yourself?
I think the question about the relationship between gender and language raises more and more interest in the world, as we become more and more conscious about how language kind of structures the society. There are a lot of different opinions and points of view. Some people say it's good to have, for example, he and she, or il or elle, because you want to highlight when it's a woman who is doing something, or that it's a man. And then some other people think that it's good to have a neutral gender-neutral pronoun. So a lot of different kinds of points of view. But I think language is not the solution. We have, as we talked in our roundtable, we have to promote equality in all the different spheres of society. But it's one of the interesting angles to this debate, and I think it's an important element in the promotion of equality. Mm.
Thanks, Nora. So interesting. Han, to you too. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Vivienne.
Thank you, Nora. My guest today was Nora Klame, Director of Public Relations for the Finnish Embassy in Paris, or as she likes to be called, Press Counselor. You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900, Sunday 1230. And don't forget the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org. Thanks to Louis, English Talk Radio.